Hello and welcome back to season three. We also have, we don't have Harry again this time.
He's on holiday.
He will be coming back. So we've called Italian Batch to come back again because you liked him so much.
Yeah, you did like me so much. Love the comments.
The comments are brilliant.
Do you like, well, comment. You like, do you love him?
Yeah, comment.
Well, don't, no, well, don't boost his fucking ego.
No, boost my ego.
Because he's,
because I'm what?
Nothing, nothing, but. Yeah, he's fine. He's well, okay.
I've actually got a question.
Yeah, go on. Am I Italian?
How did you know that?
What?
I was going to ask, why is it Italian bat?
I can answer that.
Because you're
you?
English.
Yep. No, go on then, try it.
The nose.
No. Nope.
Try it.
The nose! It's the moustache. No, he, one of his parents, like part Italian. And then he said he wanted to be cool on Xbox. And he said, oh, I want to show my Italian side. So he put Italian and he tried to put Italian bitch. But obviously.
Because it's cool, obviously.
Yeah.
It's cool, yeah.
And then he tried to spell it without the T. Couldn't have that. And so put batch.
So is that your Xbox name?
Yeah. That's it. It's just a game attack. I made it when I was like 9.
You want to know my game attack?
Go on.
Indian bat.
My game attack is DJ.
You told me that before.
Yeah. DJ. It's because when I was younger, my brother said, oh, do you want a DJ at like a party? And I was like, fuck yeah.
Play then, Barbie girl.
I was in like year 4 and I was like, fuck, I actually might be a DJ.
Gotta change my game attack.
The first thing I did was change my game attack. Although this is mad, actually. I forgot to tell you this. The other day, editors, you might... Just edit out that the last little bit of that. Keep the DJ mix a bit in because
bit?
I'll tell you why. So the other day, right, I was like, oh, fuck, I want to do some like gameplay for YouTube and stuff. So me and my boys were online and we were doing the GTA playlist. And I went on my Instagram story. Sorry. I went on my Instagram story and I didn't want to use my Xbox username. Mm. So I put my mates, right? And I said, if you want to join this playlist, message my mates. I don't know why I did that. It's stupid, really, because obviously people are going to take the piss. But he got hacked, like heavily hacked. Like his parents work from home and everything.
Mm.
And they... fucked his internet for like over a day. It was so
So you fucked him up.
Like, does he know?
Yeah, he knew because he just got home. He works in a difficult job. He just got home and he was like, oh, I'm home. Got a nice cup of cocoa.
Cup of cocoa.
I'm playing with the boys. Life's sweet. His whole fucking internet gets absolutely bugged.
You fucked him then?
Yeah.
That's sad, really.
So I'm not going to do it again.
Is it
Callum? No, it's Harry.
Harry Confident.
It's Clarimble, yeah.
Oh, dear. He's a copper as well.
Well.
Is he? Mm. Well, you can catch him then.
Yeah. Oh, told me that he keeps getting recognised at his job.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
It's bad, isn't
it? Yeah, that's very bad, I reckon, because...
That job, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If he's doing them fucking shitty videos,
yeah.
Then he turns up to a murder case. They're like, oh,
someone asked him for a picture. Oh. And obviously, you can't take a picture in uniform and all that shit. It's bad.
Can you not? Oh yeah, frowned upon.
Arresting a pedo and you get recognised.
My gamer tag, back when I was an Xbox man, I don't do that anymore. Really. Actually, I should come on with you.
Oh, we should all play Xbox.
We should all play Xbox. Do you have Xbox?
Xbox or PlayStation?
It's both.
God. Take your pick, mate.
He's loaded.
Take your fucking pick. Loaded.
Well, no, it's because I did the Xbox campaign.
Oh.
You did it as well.
Yeah, I did that. Then they took the Xbox back.
Oh,
yeah. Well, to be fair, I did a couple of campaigns. They gave me one.
Oh, yeah.
But they gave me the
they gave you another one.
They gave me the new Series X one, and then they said
for a video, and then took that. Yeah, I got the shit.
The S one.
Yeah. You should have unboxed it. And, like, I did wiped your balls on it and shit.
And I said, "Can I have it?" And they said, "Well, you can buy it from us." I was like, well, okay.
What the hell? Anyway, my game
love
tag.
Your Xbox. Work with me again.
Yeah. My gamer tag. Was this is when I was about 11. It was party animal.
Oh, you're such a virgin.
That's worse than
you're
DJ.
Such a virgin. That's virgin.
Do you know what? How is mine the coolest out of all?
Yeah, I know. Italian bat.
Were you a party animal at 11?
I went to these little foam parties when I was underage.
Foam party.
You know what they are?
No, you're well older. But
No. Yeah. No, so what they did for under 18s, so like 16-year-olds, you'd go to this club that's usually an 18-year-old club.
But you were 11.
Yeah, no, this was
you
later on.
You didn't belong
there. This was later on when I was about 16.
Yeah, but I'm saying at the time where you were part.
No, Jack, I wasn't. I didn't fucking go out on clubs when I was 11 and fuck bitches, all right?
I don't know why you're the one that called yourself
party. I just thought it was cool.
I didn't call you party animal.
Anyway, so when I was about 16, I went to these parties where you go in, everyone's wearing those. Remember those like t-shirts with like Rihanna's face on it?
Oh yeah,
remember
yeah.
them?
Chinos and
I had like blue chinos.
Bro, oh, I had red.
Back in bro,
red chinos.
They were the best. Mate. Yeah.
I didn't like them.
No, yeah. red.
I like them.
You just
I had
don't
red,
get it.
Blue and green.
And I had one of those bags. Fucking hell, you were cool.
Yeah,
I had one of those bags, and I took it to this foam party. And what happens there? You go, they're all playing like fucking Little Mix and that. They weren't around then, but it's equivalent.
JLS,
yeah. And then. They'd squirt you all this foam. And then make
are they? Mean.
No, all this foam would be shouting everywhere. It'll be fucking
where were
flying
you?
Everywhere. All this foam, they'd splash it on you.
Is that the whole story?
I must be busy.
Speaking of that, should we have another drink?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
What should we have?
What do you guys think of the new studio, by the way? This is good.
Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in the way?
Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable for your schedule.
Well, yeah, because obviously we work up late.
Exactly.
We take time to work on our schedule. It's quite stressful.
So I think for me and Cole, we have very unstructured weeks because we work in the whole social media field. One day we could have completely free. The next day we've got a full shoot day. So the traditional therapy methods just don't work with people in our situation.
Well, exactly, Jack. I mean, if we went to a traditional therapy session, we wouldn't be able to fit it in our busy schedule. So it being online, that's quite good. That means one week I might, you know, want to do one day, but the other week I want to do a different day,
exactly.
two days in a row, man.
And with BetterHelp, you can do that. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time at no additional charge, so you can find the right person for you.
Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/lowIQ today to get 10% off your first month.
That's better, HELP.com/lowIQ.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this episode. Boys, so in our concoction today, we have some blueberry rain with BCAAs for the gym.
Oh, nice.
And also a Bacardi Carter Blanca superior white rum.
Yeah.
That's got to be, anyway.
What we'll do in the comments, comment what you want us to drink next. Like
cocktails.
Mixes or cocktails.
Make
or
us cocktails.
A mixture of like, this is energy drink and rum. So just
cheers.
They're just going to put like blood or something. You know that?
Yeah, no blood. No cow's blood.
That's kind of...
Yeah, it's all right.
Kind of gross. That's kind
it's
of gross.
No, that's all right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. Do you want to continue on the next segment then?
Okay. Well, I've got an internet confession. You know what that is?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I've been informed that you were involved in a car accident that wasn't your fault. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she's trying to reach me.
Fuck off. Sorry.
Yes. Okay,
then.
So internet confessions. All right. So this is a confession we found on the internet.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, you understand?
Yeah. Get your head around that.
Get your head around that. Right, so this is titled, I Came on My Turtle.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Here we go.
I haven't actually heard this.
I was watching porn on my TV and my turtle was next to me on the bed. The only reason I had my turtle with me was because whenever I come, I feel really depressed and lonely.
Oh, what poor fucking turtle.
When I started stroking my willy, I used lotion.
In detail as well.
I took all my clothes off, but I forgot the tissues. It was too late. I was going to come. I didn't want to come everywhere, so I needed to think fast. I came all over him. My turtle was painted with cum in his tiny little face and all around his shell. He didn't say a word about it. He didn't move. He just stood there looking at me like I killed a bunch of children. I will never forgive the look my turtle gave.
I mean,
did say he didn't really? Say a word. What's he going to say?
It's a talking turtle.
He didn't say a word.
Wait, is it turtle, it says, or tortoise?
Turtle.
I should be in water.
Well, that's not real. Well, yeah, turtles going water.
Yeah, no, he's done him a favour.
In fact, yeah, he is giving him some moisture.
Lifeline. Yeah. Do they? I thought turtles and tortoises.
No, they got them, mate.
Tortoises are the ones that
those
crawl.
Things that flap about.
Like, yeah, they got them fins.
They haven't got hands.
Oh, do they? You know, they can go on land.
For a bit.
So he uses turtle as a cum rag.
He did, yeah.
There's got to be other things he could have used.
I mean, that's not the solution, is it? You'd come on your belly.
Or just...
Stop.
Also, why are you watching porn on TV as well? That's was fucking he? Weird. Instead, yeah, instead that, yeah. Watching on his TV.
Have you ever been caught?
No.
I've got the most embarrassing story.
Oh.
Embarrassing?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Is this recent?
You've been caught recently?
Not overly recent.
Well, you tell me you don't do that anymore, right?
What, wank?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is a wanking one. This is with a girl.
Ooh.
Right. So, I was with a girl who won't be named. Mm-hmm. And I was at home.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was munching the poontang.
You do that. You love that.
I do love munching the poontang.
Do you like munching?
Do you like munching, Italian?
He doesn't
No
munch.
Comment.
Do you not?
You'd be good at it because your nose would hit the right spot.
Yeah, it's poking her eye out.
You'll be licking the hole and your nose will be tickling the clitty.
The clit doesn't exist, mate. I've searched for it.
It's a mythical creature.
Yeah.
Right.
It's actually a penis.
Okay. No, it actually is. It probably is.
Are you sure your girlfriend?
He's definitely got
a girl.
He's going to pull out some weird facts now. You know that.
All right. Okay. Right. Listen here. Oh, my God. Right. Listen.
I am!
So, the clit is... Our penis is a clit.
Leave it there.
The penis is the clit when it extends. That's what makes a penis. That's why it's so sensitive when you touch it. Can we, Jack?
Can you pull that up?
No. Shut up. We won't put this on screen, but can we see a large clit?
What the hell?
Just trust me. It looks like a willy.
I know, mate.
No, I've got one.
No, honestly, it's bigger than some of ours.
You don't have to do some, this, someone.
Oh, yeah, it's blocked. All right,
I don't want to pay for a VPN quickly.
Well, I'll show you another time.
But thanks, Jack.
But that's true.
But anyway, so
I'll take your word for it.
So, do you like licking clit before I move on with my story?
I don't do that kind of stuff. It's against.
So, do you and your?
I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, fine. So I don't mind eating. I quite like, I think it's quite hot.
Totally even hairy ones?
No, not really. It sort of puts me off hair.
Yeah.
No offense, it could be hair if you like, just don't get with me.
I think it's fair enough. If you're not hairy in yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Practice what you preach.
Just be hairy. If you want to be hairy, be hairy. I'm not saying
you'll miss out on this.
yeah, but you won't get this. No, fine. It's fine. Hair's fine. Anyway. So she wasn't hairy. So I was munching down. I was brilliant. All right. It was, and it was about 12 at night. And my mum, she came upstairs. She had a bit to drink. All right. It was a Friday night. She was buzzing. Yeah. Tipsy. Walking in. She was thinking, Coley, let's try and fucking, I don't know, speak to my son and that. Because she knows I sleep late.
Yeah.
She busts open, right?
After the munch.
No, this is during the fucking munching. Oh. Right. We're under the cover, yeah? My legs are poking out the end of my fucking bed, okay? She's up there and her legs are wide, right? My legs are poking out and then I hear the door open.
Oh my God.
I hear she stands there for a good 5-10 seconds. And I'm thinking, please, what the fuck are you doing? What? And she's trying to obviously comprehend what the
hell is going on. She's got hairy legs.
And then I hear the door slowly close. And that was the only time I've been caught. And that was the worst
experience. Have you spoken about it since?
No.
No, definitely not.
That's probably the worst thing to be caught doing as well.
Yeah, munching.
Even worse than wanking that.
Yeah, it is.
That's worse.
It is.
What, did you carry on munching after?
No, no, you, I didn't. It killed the vibe. My dick went fucking soft. It went in me. My dick
went inside you, yeah.
Yeah, have you been caught in it?
No, I don't.
When was that? When did you get caught with that?
That was a few years ago now. It wasn't great. And what? You've never been caught wanking?
No.
I feel like the girl, it's worse for the girl, because if you're at someone's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, although, no, his mum. Mum knows he's a munch.
Yeah.
My mum knows I munch that thing.
Yeah.
As well.
Do they munch back in the day?
Nah.
No, because they're quite hairy.
Didn't exist.
I did go to this museum which showed you different things they used to do.
What, in Amsterdam?
No, it was in Prague.
Oh, they've all got one, haven't they?
It was so weird. We just did it because it was Christmas.
Yeah.
And we went into this thing.
What, a Christmas celebration? Go to a fucking sex museum?
I was there when you were there, by the way.
Were you?
Prague, yeah.
What?
Yeah, because I saw it on your story and I was there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Annabelle.
Didn't bother popping up.
Nah.
This is when it was tiny.
Yeah, oh. You didn't follow me.
You didn't care about him.
Oh, did I not?
Oh. Who followed you first, that me and Jack?
You.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a man of the people.
You did.
And then I bring them up. I brought him up.
Well, I brought you up, I suppose.
No, I brought
in many ways. Yeah.
I brought you up because I was ahead of you when we met. Mm. We collabed, and then he went like this. Mm. So obviously they just saw me.
They just leapfrog you.
Yeah.
When we met,
you wait, it's coming.
Yeah. I fucking know. Mate. Although I leapfrogged four brothers, I'm over them.
That's all right. Yeah,
they were always in front of me. About a year ago, I overtook them. They've stayed where they are. All right, guys, we're brought to you today by Manscaped, who has taken a step up from Balloween to bring your face the cleanest shave it's ever seen.
Rhymes.
Wow. Poetry. So poetry this season, for, yeah. Jack. Yeah. No need to toil and trouble.
Oh.
Manscaped's all-new Handy Man is the best way to get rid of that stubble.
Get rid of it. Featuring a compact design and next-gen skin-safe technology, the Handy Man was designed to give you the smooth finish without the mess of a traditional shave.
Well, get the sweetest treat this Halloween by going to manscaped.com.
And remember, use code LOWIQ for 20% off plus free shipping. So I actually use Manscaped. I've used Manscaped for a long time because I found that the traditional blade on the razor used to nick my balls.
Yeah, no, it does.
I used to bleed a lot from my balls.
But Manscaped, it actually is good for that. It doesn't nick your balls.
So, Cole, what time of year is it?
October, Halloween.
It is Halloween, or also known as spooky season. However, you do not want to be scaring people off with that scraggly beard. Give them something to look at with Manscaped Handyman.
Were you tired of a bad razor making your neck look like a scary movie?
I am tired of that, yeah.
Well, so with the Handyman skin-safe technology to help reduce nicks and cuts, you can finally feel confident when going for that close shave.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
And for my wolfmen with a little more scruff, Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit has everything you need to tame your mane.
The Beard Hedger is a high-tech piece of art in a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor.
There's no trick with this treat. Manscaped has you covered.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOWIQ at manscaped.com.
That's right. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code LOWIQ for a look as sweet as candy. Get yourself the Handyman from Manscaped.
Thank you, Manscaped boys, for sponsoring this episode.
Well, anyway,
Prague story. Yeah.
Prague story. We went into this museum and it wasn't to do anything in there. No. I was just looking at stuff. Did you go there?
No, I didn't go in there.
Oh. Well, they had this room where you just watch old porn with loads of people. And it's in like black and white from like the 1950s.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You didn't do it.
That's just weird. You didn't do it?
No, but they had loads of contraptions in there. They had like wooden shagging horses.
What, you could use it?
No,
whilst you're watching. Oh, just showing it. Right.
Just watching.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, they do those in Amsterdam as well, but it's only creeps that pay in. Sit there and watch. So you don't want to be in there with them.
Yeah.
People. Oh, and they've got those shag rooms.
No, that's in. Is that in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Nah.
No. Have you ever been to a ping pong show?
Oh, in Thailand.
Oh no, I don't think I ever want to.
No, I think that'd be fun.
They do. Yeah, they put obstacles up there, Fanny.
Obstacles.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want to see it.
Barricades up there, Fanny.
Obstacle.
Hurdles.
No, they put obstacle objects. Objects up your Fanny, and then they squirt it out.
I heard they do it with eels.
They do. And what they sometimes they get an audience member to come up and poke someone in their something in their Fanny.
I don't get how they're so strong.
No.
Because they do pelvic floors.
I don't get how people can fit a whole hand up their ass.
Practice.
Do you know if you keep doing it, your ass comes out of you?
Yeah, you get prolapsed. Yeah.
Prolapse.
Oh, rectum, yeah. Oh, if you squeeze too hard on a shit,
toilet, you do it.
You will get prolapsed.
If you sit on a cold floor, you could get prolapsed.
What?
Temperature change makes the arsehole come out and say hello. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Have you had that?
Yeah.
You've had that?
No, I haven't. No, I've heard it. No, I've not had it. Not yet.
Right.
Surely that. No. Your whole ass just comes out.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're warm, which your arsehole is always warm anyway.
It's always covered in cheeks.
Sometimes it's cold.
No, it's got to be
warm. No, it's always
warm.
That's
a hole inside your...
It's basically in your body.
Inside your body.
Yeah, but if you open your ass.
Yeah, but why do you... Who's opening
your
ass? What for?
I'll tell you. So
free passage.
I used to make myself fart. And that's how you do it.
And you stopped doing that.
Yeah. What age did you stop this?
I was in secondary school.
Oh, quite old then.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Hell.
What, you're telling me you wouldn't want to make yourself fart?
Wait, so did you need a fart before you did it?
No, this is what I'm saying.
How the fuck do you... What? You queefed?
I queefed up my ass.
You brought air in?
Yeah.
You sucked...
You let air in?
I'll tell you... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is when it was
cold. Do you reckon you could do it now?
I could, but I'd have to get my ass out.
In secondary school, you had your ass out doing it.
I did it at secondary school. I did it at home with my mates.
Yeah, with your mates? School, yeah.
Wait, hang on. Let me get my ass out. Like, no, manual fart.
We told each other, like, we're not going to do it. We'll turn our backs whilst we're doing it. And then we just see.
So you all did it in a circle.
No, there was like
arses.
Two of us.
There's like two of you.
It's just one-on-one.
One-on-one. Look at each other's eyes.
Yeah, don't look. I'm just going to do something.
No. All right. So what you do, you can look it up. There's tutorials on YouTube. So you you lay like on your back, like where your shoulder blades are. You have to open your bum and you kind of, your knees have to be like near your head and you go... You breathe in through your diaphragm and your bum opens up and takes in a bit of air. And you do it a bunch of times like this. You go, and you'll fart.
You walked in on that.
You and your fucking mate.
On the floor.
Like your arse in the egg.
And then he farts.
Both farted simultaneously.
Yeah, they're opposite each other.
Wow. What a room to come into. That's horrible, Jack. I don't know why you do this weird shit.
What were we even talking about?
Don't know.
Were we? I don't know.
It has reminded me of something I saw the other day, though. Do you? I saw this like class where these women are like, they're laying on these beds, right?
Yes.
And this main woman, she's like going,
oh yeah,
the energy,
yeah, and just makes them,
and then she just makes them like
bust and shit, yeah.
Wow.
Do you believe in that? Because you talk about energy a lot.
Yeah, you've got to believe in that. That comes with it.
What? She can make me nut without touching me.
It's just like, it's the power of sex through energy.
Yeah, she's there above you like that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Let me try it. See if you,
no, you want to make me nut. What if you pull it off?
Yeah, you've just made me nut.
I'm a natural.
Oh, I can't. Right.
You're a natural.
What do I have to do?
All right, so okay. Oh, do you know how we can prove if this is real?
Get your dick out.
If you
open your mouth. Just open your mouth. Keep your mouth there. It might come.
Okay, so you close your eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put my thumbs up when I'm passing the energy through you.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so make sure you're...
Oh, yeah.
I have to be relaxed as well.
Okay, relax quickly. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
At all. All right, ready?
Imagine if this works.
All right, just... When I'm passing my energy through you, you just say, yeah, energied.
I think I'm feeling a boner.
You fit? Okay, ready? Oh, wait.
Yeah, I'm ready. No, Jack.
You didn't feel anything?
No, sorry.
You reacted out of the time that you did it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that might have been it. Yeah, but no, I didn't come.
Do you believe in the sixth sense?
Oh yeah, there's more than like our senses, isn't there? There's like when you can feel someone in the room or looking at you.
I don't know whether it's true or not.
You can feel if someone's looking at you.
Well, this is a myth buster.
Well, it's not true.
Well, we can test it right now.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
We could literally test this.
Well, yeah, really. Should we test it right now?
Can you really feel if someone's looking at you?
This is very boring, though.
I can.
No, I don't.
Should I turn away?
Okay. Yeah, you turn. All right. Yeah, well, am I looking at you?
I'll turn away and then you look at me at a random point and I'll say if I can feel it.
Okay. Like, okay, yeah.
Really dig your eyes.
I will.
I won't look.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Whoa!
Wow.
You're not still on the computer.
Oh, very good.
Oh, fuck.
Well, no, I didn't feel a thing, though, actually.
Oh. There you go.
That's just an illusion.
Okay. What is the worst lie you've told to get out of something? Italian?
Oh, I got one.
You go, because I can't think right now.
I told people I was having a heart attack to get out of a work do.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay. What work do?
So I was at a work. So I worked in childcare, and obviously a lot of the people around me were like
kids.
No, old.
Were you sure it was childcare?
Well, no,
love it.
Well, kids don't teach kids.
Yeah. They won't get very far with.
Okay.
I was with the people that cared for the child.
All right. Yeah.
And we went to this work do, and I just felt I was really socially awkward back in the day. And we were all sat down and everyone was chatting, and I was just kind of sat there on my own, just like looking really awkward. So then I just went,
fuck.
And then everyone turned to me. And as I did it, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm too deep now. So everyone turned to me and they were like, are you all right? And I went, no, I think I need to go. And like, oh, do we need to call an ambulance? And I was like,
definitely
oh, no,
not. Don't
no,
call
no,
an ambulance.
No, don't do that.
I'll get one myself.
And then I was just going, fuck.
So sorry, you were already socially awkward. And you fucking pulled that. You, and you pull this fucking move out.
Well, I then rang my dad and he picked me up.
Couldn't you think of anything else before you thought, oh, no, have a heart attack?
The thing is, I was going to be like, oh God, I feel like I'm going to be sick.
That's probably the logical thing to do.
Yeah, but then I kind of grabbed my heart. I went, and then I thought, okay, I can't lie about the sickness because that's not what you do when you're sick.
Yeah.
You do that when you're dying.
Yeah.
So you thought just to say you're dying?
Yeah. And no, then, I didn't say I was going to die. I was just like, I'm having something wrong with my heart.
And then the next meeting, when you saw them next.
Well, to be fair, I only went to two work parties with this lot. And the first time I got kicked out.
Right. Having a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I went to this party and I had like a couple of drinks before because, again, I didn't want it to be awkward. Mm. I wasn't like completely tipsy, but I was like a bit drunk. And at the end of the party, it wasn't at the end. In the middle of the party, everyone was getting up to dance and the owner of the company pulled me aside. And he goes, have you done drugs tonight? And I was like, no. And he went, I feel like you've done drugs. And I was like, I haven't done drugs. I've had a few drinks. Everyone here has had drinks. Where would I get drugs from? And he was like, oh, can I have your phone? And he called my dad and he picked me up.
What the fuck?
They hated me.
The people you work with must have thought, what
I know.
The fuck is this guy? First one getting picked up for drugs and then he has a heart attack.
Heart attack from the fucking coke, mate. That's what it was.
All right, what's your...
Okay, yeah. I used to do jiu-jitsu back in Crawley.
Did you?
When I was six.
No.
So nice. All out of them, mine now. But you had to do this thing where you like were on your knees back to back. You had your arms around each other. They count down from three in some language. And you turn around and you fight. And you got to get them on the ground and tap out.
Yeah.
But I got... So I'm just sound like such a virgin. I got put with a girl. I went with a mate, but he was with someone else. I got put with a girl who was like 16 and she had boobs. And I didn't want to fight her and accidentally touch a boob. So I went to the toilet, sat in there and pretended I had diarrhea for half an hour and then went home at the end with everyone else.
Wow.
Because I'd rather people think I had diarrhea than wrestle a 16-year-old girl.
How old are you? You were six?
I must have been like six or like maximum nine.
I can't remember if I liked boobs at six.
I mean, I didn't like them, but I was just conscious of the fact
that she had boobs.
They're very sexist, though. Putting a 16-year-old girl against a six-year-old.
I know.
Thinking the six-year-old's the same ability. Exactly. And he's going to try and grab her boobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... Would you have grabbed her boobs? No.
No, but
she's,
I mean,
not like this.
No, by accident, I didn't want to accidentally touch her boob.
But the thing is with jujitsu, because I did it as well,
yeah.
You grab the lapels, don't you?
Yeah, you and grab that.
Nah, you might put it open.
And I didn't want to
get a tit.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, but surely you'd like
that. That was embarrassing.
Oh, that reminds me of a story.
God.
I used to go on Omegle. Well, I used to be proper.
Oh, I love Omegle.
Yeah. You saw pictures of me when I was proper fat.
He was really fat.
Really fat. And I, you know, obviously there's like nonces on there.
Yeah.
I used to have such big boobs.
You get your tits out.
I would squeeze them together like this and go like this on the screen.
What, and watch people and wank over it.
And then when they would be like, oh yeah, move it more. And I'd go like this and then they'd get their dick out. And then I'd come back from the camera and be like, oh, you tosser, you just wanked over a kid.
Well, I mean, I feel these people are wanking on a meagle. Don't care if it's a kid or not.
Oh yeah.
They are clearly fucked.
Oh yeah.
So you had men wanking. They don't care that it's a little Chinese boy.
You were like the first, like, you know those pedo hunter videos?
Yeah, literally.
You were the first, mate. You did it first.
You caught them.
Yeah, literally.
Wow. I always watch them on the TikTok.
They're good, aren't they?
They're really good, funny to watch their reaction.
Yeah, they're. I saw one the other day. It's like they know they're doing wrong all the time.
Oh yeah. Well yeah.
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, I actually saw a documentary as well that these nonces that go to therapy, right?
Hmm.
They've got to pass this like test, yeah. And they basically put this little elastic band around their knob and they have to sit there and watch a TV like this. And it's just like kids playing in a playground. And if the elastic band inflates, it means they can't go. Because,
sorry, who's agreeing to this? Who's agreeing to
that?
Well,
they don't agree to it. They have to do it. It's therapy.
In what country?
Here. America. Well, we're not.
Right here, mate.
We've moved right studios. Okay. Well, anyway, this is a hypothetical question. And this, right, you can't say, oh, because I've got a girlfriend. This is.
All right. Where are we going now?
All right. You can't cop out of this. I didn't write this. Your biggest celebrity crush starts dating you. And you quickly realize they're the love of your life. You've been dating for 2 months, but don't sleep together and tell your family about them. You then find out your celebrity crush is your first cousin. Do you still sleep with them?
No.
We had this on our last pod. Like something about similar this. About cousins.
I wouldn't. If it's your first cousin, that is blood.
That is blood.
And I'm a grip.
Okay, so and you attack?
Yeah, no. Not
why?
It's just you shouldn't racist. Have to explain that. Yeah. It's just racist. No.
Okay.
Just no.
Yeah, but it's your fantasy crush.
No person in the world is fit enough to be my cousin. No.
Yeah, I know.
No one will live up to her.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
no woman is fit enough to be me shagging her.
My cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay. And Natalian, would you do second cousin?
No, I don't even know what second cousin is.
It's like your cousin's cousin. Yeah. Oh, I suppose
nah.
It's you.
Nah,
would you shag you?
Nah, I just wouldn't.
Would you shag yourself?
Clone you and get him to wank you off. Is that gay?
No, it's not gay if it's yourself.
No.
I suppose because wanking, you're wanking off a man.
Yeah. No, hold on.
You already wanking, give yourself
you're already
wanking.
You're already wanking. You're already wanking. You're already... I can't say my R's. You're already wanking yourself off.
When?
What?
You just do it, don't you?
Sometimes.
I thought you said what? You didn't. I thought you said
yeah,
you
don't
stopped.
Do it often.
Yes, but when you're doing it, you're wanking yourself off.
Yeah, I'm wanking a man off.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, me. Yeah, me.
You wouldn't say you're gay, would you?
No.
Exactly.
So but, a clone of yourself.
Okay. Is sucking yourself off gay?
No.
No, but I still wouldn't do it. If you could do it, would you do it?
You would. What? Definitely you would.
What? Yeah.
Because I just feel like you got
that vibe.
You got that weird vibe.
I would... No.
That wasn't convincing.
Would you?
Nah.
Why?
I don't want to...
a dick in my mouth.
If it's your own dick.
Yeah, but I just don't want one in full stop. So I'm not you make an exception.
Which sensation would feel the most to you?
Yeah, so you would feel more like you're sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked, and that's why you wouldn't want it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let me tell you why, right? You can't tickle yourself because you feel the sensation of the tickling more than the tickle. That's fact.
Fact.
No, it's not. It's because you know what's happening.
Exactly. So if you're sucking your knob, you'll think about the sucking.
You'll be very aware of that.
Yeah. You'll be like, yeah.
Okay, then I've got a hypothetical then. Yeah. If you got in a car crash and your body came off and they switched, and they switched your body with mine, would you still wank?
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, because you just become... I think we're just a brain, aren't we, anyway, so...
Yeah, but you know you're wanking me off, technically.
So you've died, have you?
Yeah, what have we got? What's happened to you, then?
Fine, I've got a new body somewhere.
Yeah, if you're pleased wanking that one off...
No, I'm not going to wank. I don't wank anymore.
It's my head on your body, and I still feel the cock feeling. Otherwise, there's no point.
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, he's just getting a hand job.
He feels me wanking off the whole time.
Yeah, he's just coming up with these hypotheticals so you can say that you'd wank him off.
Oh, would you?
I would. I'd probably feel it's a bit tiny, but I'd still make.
Yeah, it'd be disappointing, wouldn't it?
Okay, so hypothetical question.
Sure.
I got this one. So
what?
Huh?
Let's read it.
All right, start again then. All right, hypothetical question, right? If you were offered the ability to read minds but couldn't turn it off, would you take it? So I'm coming to you, I'm a superhero, and I'm like, do you want this?
What, no?
I don't know, because if you can't turn it off, I don't know.
Well, that's the catch. That's the catch 22.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't want it?
No.
Yeah, but what are the pros and what are the cons? So the pros, you'd be able to know what they're thinking, if they're lying.
If people are slagging you off.
Yeah, but I think I've got a decent gauge of what people are thinking.
What okay,
I think
what anyway. Am I thinking of?
Nothing, there's not a thought behind those eyes.
If I was to think of a number.
Oh. Okay, between 1 and 10.
8.
No, 6.
Oh.
Who picks 6?
Me.
That's a bit nonsense.
That is nonsense.
Sorry.
Oh, okay, think of an animal.
All right, got it.
Giraffe.
Zebra.
Elephant.
No. Oh, I was going to fucking say that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because that's the first one that you just think is big.
No, that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, think of a vegetable. 3, 2, 1.
Carrot. Yeah,
I knew you. There we go.
Broccoli.
Rockweiler.
Shut up.
Rockweiler. Right.
Rockweiler.
If you had the ability to read minds, you couldn't turn it off, would you do it?
No.
No, Jack?
Yeah.
Oh. I think it would do more damage to your fucking mental health.
Do you know what it is like? It's like going through your girl's phone.
Yeah, it would be. You'd know everything that's going on. And it would be horrible because they might think at one point, oh, sex is shit right now. But you'd be able to hear that.
Yeah, if you're with your missus and she sees another guy and she's like, oh, I want him to bum me.
Yeah.
You'd know that.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to know that.
You wouldn't want to know that.
Or if she's like, oh, you're looking obese at the minute.
She thinks that all the time with him at the moment.
She vocalises it.
Not even a thought anymore.
They'll say it out loud, yeah.
I think it would be nice then, though, to tell... Because then you'd be like, oh, if someone doesn't like you in the room, then you can be a bit off with them.
Why would you...
Yeah, but do you feel like you can guess that anyway from someone?
The people we've met in the industry, some are like that.
What, people no we names. Don't like?
Well, the people that... Just, you know.
People... What?
Some people in this industry.
People who? Who do you mean by
like
that?
What?
They just have like a bit like two-phased vibes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know the ones.
Yeah.
You can tell from someone if they're...
Are you
if
a good judge of character?
Yeah.
All right. I'll play a character then and you've got to judge me.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Knobhead.
No.
No, do it again. What do you mean play a character? You're just moving your eyebrows about.
No, I'm...
Okay, I'll be his partner.
Yeah.
And he's playing a character. You've got to judge him. This is my boy, Jack.
You all right?
Jack, say hi.
You all right? Okay. I think you're just like... What's the word?
Autistic.
No. You're non-verbal,
like a mute.
I'm a mute.
Yeah, not necessarily autistic.
I'm a mute autism.
Yeah. All right. Okay. If you want it,
and now Jack's going to speak to you.
Okay. Yeah.
So. Okay. I'm a different character now.
Oh yeah. No. If someone's got autism, I'll be able to tell like that though.
Okay. Fine. Okay. All right. Next character.
R.
All right. You are Gordon Ramsay?
Pirate.
How did you not get that?
This is not being a good judge of character. All right,
are you good at voices?
But yeah, well,
we should do voices.
Should we?
Yeah.
Okay. Do a voice.
Yeah. What voice? Who?
I don't know. Accent wise, Australian, go.
No, we guessed his character from the voice.
Oh, no, I'm not going to impression.
I'll just.
Oh, well, I could try. Shit!
That was Gordon.
Yeah, it actually was.
Yes!
See, that must mean I'm good. Yeah.
Just because he said shit.
All right, what about this? My name's Cole.
Oh, it's Carl.
I think
that's
me.
Is that Carl?
Yeah.
He's actually pretty sick.
I've got a really good one.
There you go.
I'm not going to say a line.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
To give it, the line doesn't give it away.
I'm looking at you.
Yep. Yeah. Monsters, Inc. The fucking slug.
The slug.
I've got one. Yeah. Yes. Hello.
Oh, I recognise that.
No. Let me do more of a sentence. I'm driving a car. I'm driving a car.
Burns.
No. Stewie Griffin.
That's not Stewie Griffin.
It's more like, hey, Bane.
Yeah.
If I didn't want to say Ryan.
Brian. Oh, that's well.
Yeah, that's good. But
you can't do it. Yeah.
Then be like, Dylan.
Dylan.
No, it's not the same.
Brian.
Like that.
Brian. Brian.
Oh,
what's this?
You'd know.
Wow.
Oh, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because wow is actually, I didn't even think it was.
Ow.
Marge.
Yeah.
Oh, that was well good.
Yeah, but we're doing very notable.
I just
Yeah.
True. You've got to take him out. Okay, let's take him out of context. Run out of people, haven't we?
Well, should we do one more of them on there? And then, because this is fucking long.
Okay. This is a hypothetical I've been given. Would you rather shag your family dog or your sister?
That's not even one that's...
Not even a good option.
Well, I'd say dog.
Well, yeah, I would have to.
It depends who the sister is.
Well, it's your sister.
Yeah, but what if you don't have one?
Yeah.
What?
Do you have one?
I've got a half sister.
Well, her then.
Use her. Yeah, but she's really young.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, well, fine then.
Well, either way, you wouldn't want it to happen.
No. Depends what dog it is as well.
Why? Well, you're not attracted to the dog.
No, but Chihuahua would be tight.
Is that better or worse?
It'd probably be better. I'd make you like come faster.
They don't have fannies.
What?
What the hell?
Wait, what?
Suck it out, mate.
Well, do dogs have fannies?
Yes.
They do.
They don't have fannies.
Yeah, they have periods.
What do you mean? What do you think a girl dog has?
A dick. Bum. A bum, yeah.
No. I'm telling you, dogs don't have fannies.
Yeah, they do.
My nan had a female dog and it just had loads of nipples on it.
Where do you think the baby comes from? No,
it's arse.
You're taking a piss.
It didn't have a fanny.
They've got two bums back there.
No, it didn't. I looked. It didn't have...
Why did you look?
I didn't look specifically, but when I picked it up and it didn't have a fanny.
They hide them.
Yeah, but use your fucking...
Where? It's like a cat. They hide them.
You think when a dog's shagging a girl dog, they're doing anal?
Yeah, but boys' dogs shag all the time.
Yeah, they do.
And that's up the bum. They don't have
I'm telling you, female dogs do not just have an anal cavity.
Do pigs have fannies?
Yes, everything has
a fanny.
Fish don't have fannies.
They do.
No, they don't. They have caviar that they just shoot out.
caviar.
Yes, they do. I literally watched them dissect a fish.
Yeah.
And they take out the caviar, which just comes out, loads of little eggs.
Yeah, but they just skip the vag bit.
No, I think what they do, I'm pretty sure this is true. So one of the fishes just spunk in the water and they swallow it, and then it goes into their eggs and makes those.
Don't know about swallowing, but
yeah,
I heard the
spunk in the water.
They don't
yeah.
swallow it.
Don't Where does it go then?
They just swim around, pop it in reverse.
No, that
suck
doesn't...
up their ass. They do suck
up the poop.
They don't just suck out their poop.
They do.
They don't. How? There's not enough suction in that.
There is.
There it
is. A reverse queef.
Trust me. Right. The next segment is the last segment, which is the game, Italian Batch.
Yeah.
Now, you lost last time. And we're going to have our producer here to give Italian the card. Don't read it yet.
Do not read it, because you have to do this. Remember, last time we fucked up again.
All right. The way this works is truth or lie, and this time it's the guest who comes up with either the truth or the lie, which has been written. He doesn't know what's been written on that card. He gave a truth. They could have picked a truth or a lie. And me and Jack have to guess.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Off you go.
I have swallowed a sharpener before.
Okay.
You've swallowed a sharpener.
And how big was the sharpener?
It was like that. It's like a, it was only a single. You know, you can get the doubles. It was a single.
Single
metal sharpener.
What color was it?
Metal. Was
just silver, metal.
Like. Wait. Oh, a metal steel. One, not a plastic one.
Metal.
Hold on. Now, I've got a good question. Because I know a lot of people use those to harm themselves.
No, it wasn't for that.
Were you harming yourself?
No. Listen, what I'm trying to say is that razor is bloody sharp. Now, if you swallowed that, your intestines would be ripped.
Yeah, but no, because the razor is embedded into the thing. The razor only gets exposed.
Yeah, but you're putting it in acid.
Well, I had to go to A&E and get a x-ray.
What would that do?
Just to see where it was.
Did you pull it out?
So I did it in German class. I was in year 8, year 9, swallowed a sharpener. I was doing a magic trick to my friend next to me.
What was the magic trick?
I was going to put it in my mouth and go, oh, watch this disappear. And obviously wasn't actually going to disappear. Put it under my tongue. Accidentally swallowed it.
That doesn't sound like a good magic trick.
You can't accidentally swallow it.
You can, because I did. And then I said to the teacher, she didn't believe me, but eventually... You know, my friend was like, no, I just watched him do it. And it was hard to convince him as well, because I told him I was going to do a magic trick. Yeah.
Miss, he just done a magic trick.
And then I went to A&E, got a scan and...
Did it come out?
It was all right. Yeah, she came out.
Full?
Full.
In your poop?
In my poop.
Or was it just a solo sharpener?
It was embedded in poop.
Was it damaged by the acid or anything?
No.
Did you actually take it out?
I had to make sure it'd gone.
So did you touch your poo?
I shat on some tissue in a bidet.
Mm.
Used two pencils, moved it around to check. And when I saw it, I'm all clear.
Well, let me ask you something then. How many ply?
We only fuck with like 4 ply.
Mm. Okay. How big was the poo?
Standard poo, like...
See, this is where I'm thinking it's a lie. I have tried to catch my shit in toilet paper before and it went right through.
Why have you tried?
Curious.
Right.
Wait, it went right through?
Went right through. Because it's not that big and it's got those corrugated splits in it, so it would have gone straight through.
I imagine he did, he's held the tissue and...
No.
It was in a bidet.
It was in a bidet and it was pencils either end. And he said he was wriggling it about.
No. I used the pencils to filter through it.
Oh,
check. Yeah. But it was just, the tissue was flat on the bidet.
And how many poos until it came out of your ass?
It came out on, was it being cold? Like a Sunday morning. It came out on a Sunday morning.
How many poos?
And so it's got to be at least from Friday. So... Two or three, maybe it came out on the second or the third, I'm guessing.
Okay.
You do one poo a day?
No, back then I probably did. I do three a day now.
What?
Yeah.
Why so many?
Protein.
Don't know, you tell me.
Are they big poos?
I eat a lot of berries, yeah.
Wow. Do you eat berries?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because.
Just likes it, I suppose.
Yeah.
He's definitely telling the truth.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he is, 100%. He's laid back with this one. Mate, I can tell with body language, 100% he's telling the truth.
Is that your final answer?
Well, what do you think? He's 100% telling the truth.
What did you do with the sharpener?
Bend it.
Used, put back in his pencil case. Yeah.
Pinned it.
Did you tell your mum? So your mum knew you swallowed this and shat it out.
Yeah.
So where were you? Where were you when you were doing this?
What? When I was
when you did the magic trick?
Oh, I was in German class.
What was your teacher's name?
Hitler. No, he's not even German. Hitler.
Oh, I can't remember.
What was your mate's name?
Sam.
He's telling the truth, mate. I'm telling you.
I don't know. He looked away.
Yeah, he is though.
Okay.
That's a good judge of character.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm going with truth, but if you get it wrong and say lie, then you have to do the forfeit if you're wrong. The winner.
Well, I think we've got to do it no matter what. Both agree.
Well, we've got to agree then. Well, he's definitely true then. Mate.
Your mate's name was what?
Sam.
Do you remember the first time he was lying and he was bollock naked with his emotions?
What?
His emotions were straight.
Remember that one?
I wasn't here for that one.
His emotions were bollock out of the fucking blue.
That's not a saying.
What is he even trying to say?
He's just trying to create a catch
bollock out of the fucking blue. That'll catch
out
on.
Blue, wouldn't
that'll
it?
Catch
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it was bollock out of the blue. That was, yeah. Bollock that was proper bollock out of the blue.
It's just, I could tell that he was lying. And now I know he's telling the truth.
He's telling the truth.
Another catchphrase. How certain are you? Because
I'm like 95% sure he's telling the truth.
Okay, fine. We'll go truth then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true.
Fucking yes! Jack.
Two out of two.
What? How do I know that?
You were always bollocking out of the blue, weren't you?
Exactly.
So why did you... So why?
While she do that, I'm going to get the forfeit.
While she talk. Oh, yeah. So yeah, I got that right. How did you...
Magic trick.
Well, I think... Did you not tell about his body language and stuff? Because I thought you were just really relaxed and just... you were, and with your answers. Like sometimes when we used to do the truth or lies... Yeah. When we used to do the truth or lies, we would sometimes... When we were telling the truth, we'd say it, we'd say the truth, but would act like we're sort of lying a little bit, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
You just... That was just too being shit. Yes,
yeah.
You don't really have a poker face.
You shit.
Apparently not.
You shit.
So, for our forfeit today, we have crocodile meat.
Oh, that's fine.
Now, I actually don't think this is... It just looks like beef jerky.
Yeah. I thought you were getting out like... It looked like a knife. I thought
you were so. You have to stab yourself in the heart.
I'm going to give it a smell quick. I would say you have to eat half of this.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
That smells gorgeous.
Let me smell.
That actually smells gorgeous.
Wowzy.
Where'd you get these? Amazon.
Oh, mate.
My girlfriend just brought it back.
Why is your girlfriend buying all this fucking weird shit?
Yeah, where is
crickets
she?
And crocodile meat.
Where is she?
You know, she's at home.
Fucking wanking herself off again.
Oh, that smells. Sorry. That smells good.
It does smell good. I really like beef jerky.
Okay, I'll just have to eat half.
Yeah. Oh, my hand smells good now. Then... Oh, you're kind of the winner now. Right? You want to try some crocodile meat?
Oh, just do it without us in.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. I think your forfeit should be that you don't get to eat that.
Oh, I just backed him.
No, well, that sucks.
Mm. It's like pepper army. I wonder if it actually is crocodile meat.
Yeah, it is.
It says it's crocodile and it's got pork and beef in it.
It's every kind of meat.
Got everything in it. It's probably got like 1% crocodile.
Yeah. Why don't we eat more alligators?
I wonder why. Yeah. You don't have them.
Of course we have them.
What, in England?
No, but they... Well, what?
Exactly.
No, but that's like saying we don't have onions. We collect...
We grow onions, mate.
Yeah, okay, we don't grow bananas.
Yeah.
They come from Jamaica or something.
Anyway, that is the end of episode 2. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy this. If you got it this far, comment... Free Willy.
Free Willy.
Comment Free Willy. Willy. Check out Italian Batch. It's obviously just Italian Batch. And anything else anyone wants to say?
Bell notification, like, comment, subscribe.
Please like and subscribe.
5 stars if you're on Spotify.
That'd be brilliant. Just get us up the ranks a bit. We've done this studio for you guys, really. Mm. Do you know what I mean? We've put all of our money we made this with. All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.